How do I sound? Can I get my cough drop? No, Susan. Let's just knock it out. I promise. Only doing the Monday shows have been like the break that we're seeking, I guess, because it's just felt terrible. I know. Just send me the code. I feel like ass. I'm okay. I have my cough drop. I'm ready to go. Just need the session so that we can get the lights going. Please and thank you. I have no idea. How's everybody doing? I know. Ooh, I've been avoiding everyone because I'm sick. And today's topics, they're awesome. It's a holiday weekend. It was hard to even try to get the show going on Friday just because of just Thanksgiving. I was beat. I was got sick. Hey, welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo Show. Let's just get into a couple of things before we get into a couple of things. But yeah, nonetheless, I was sick. So as odd as a vacation or days off may seem, because honestly, it's hard to find days off when you're always, you know, creating. Being sick is worse. It's just fucking worse. And then, like, all I want to do is just relax and feel better, but there's so much going on. I got a new tree for the family. It's black. A black Christmas tree. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about how Thanksgiving went. Not too good. I mean, not bad. I mean, we'll talk about it. We'll talk about it. Still getting everything ready. I feel like I'm feverish still. I'm sweating. But hey, we're here. A couple minutes late from our 7:30 time. All right, y'all. Let's get into the show. Let's get into these topics. Let's get into what's going on, and we'll talk about Thanksgiving, and we'll talk about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and all the goodies. Black Friday was a bunk. It was just ass. No good. Cyber Monday, a lot more deals, but I'm so disappointed. Just disappointed.
Yeah.
I'm not spending my hard-earned money with these people. They're laughing in our faces and telling us they're giving us deals. Yeah. No. No, thank you.
Slaves. Three.
Is that what that is? Is that what I have? I probably do. I really don't know. I haven't been to the doctor because I felt like going to the doctor would be a waste of resources. So, DayQuil, NyQuil it up. Welcome.
Started out with a team.
And
that was just me. Hip hop to the death for me. I guess I'm out here reaching my destiny. Started off with an epiphany.
I'm sorry.
Now I can drop 100 bands at Tiffany's. Yeah.
Still changing the white
tee. Still me and wifey. Couple stores and I might be. Buy malls. Come watch me. Matter of fact, you can risk
me. I'm down bad.
I know they gon' miss me. Hate me. They can forget me.
It's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01. You do hear my nose whistling. Sorry. What's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Live Show. Welcome, welcome. I missed y'all. And I'll be your host today with talent on loan from God. Marquez used to drink his urine to gain strength and build an immune system. Marquez is a disgraced rapper, too. not rapper, fighter. Because Floyd Mayweather pissed into a cup about that big and told him to drink it. No good. No good. But anyway, welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo Show, y'all. Actually, you know, believe it or not, drinking your piss may be something that you want to do. Not me. Anyway, welcome back. I feel sick. I feel great. But we're here. Happy Thanksgiving. It's a new, not a new year. It's a new holiday week because now it's like shopping holiday, which is a sad, sad holiday because everybody goes out and then they spend so much money that they can't recoup it. And like you're paying for fucking toys until like February or March. Don't buy. Oh, what up, Zork? Oh, that's Zork? Nuh-uh. That's what's up. What's up, family? Hey, I got the whole family in the building. Shout out to Gilly. Shout out to Zork. Man, that's a beautiful thing. That's awesome. As I sweat profusely because of my cold, I'll try to get through today's show as best I can. Thanksgiving was cool. Wasn't what I expected. The baby was sick. Everybody was sick. We kind of split up, went around. My baby put that shit on, so she wanted to go out and show off. Well, she did. She did her thing. She wanted to go stunt and see the family. I couldn't find a pork shoulder, I'm Puerto Rican. I make pernil for Thanksgiving, and I make a turkey for Christmas, because if not, I'm eating fucking pernil for the next 3 months. So I wasn't able to provide that for Thanksgiving, which is odd. But nonetheless, we had a great, you know, gathering. Family looks good. Everybody looked great. I want to see everybody doing good. There's no point in people doing bad. The recession's coming, but everybody seems to be in high spirits, and that's awesome. And that's all I want to see. I want to make sure that everybody is happy and just looking forward to what's to come. As long as we're looking forward to something, we can't really complain. I will finally be doing my 3 times a week. I can't keep doing once a week. I know it's easy to say that doing once a week sucks, but it really does. Like, once a week, it's terrible. I have like this backup of content. We're not filming on time. People aren't getting paid. Bro, I've had soup for 2 days in a row. It makes me feel good, but I'm just sick. It's going away. I'm a lot better. I got Vaseline. I got sopas. Not Vaseline, way. Vicks. I got Vicks. I got sopas, and I got ginger ale for them. I'm fucking ready, dog. Like, I don't, man, I can have COVID too. I'm straight, dog. I'll be all right. For them, I ain't tripping. Pero sabes que? I'm going to tell you the truth, bro. Like, I need, like, some hot sauce to burn this shit. I even took a run this morning. I thought maybe taking a little jog, get this shit knocked off, but it's whooped my ass. But hey, what can I say? We are here. Welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O Show. We are live from Las Vegas, and I am your host with talent on loan from God. Although I'm under the weather, I still want to bring you some of these topics. ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. Not too many articles today. We're freestyling the goddamn show to have a good time. So welcome back to the Kasabian Live-O Show. Black Friday may be behind us, but the excitement is just beginning. Tiffany Haddish may have caught a DUI, but actually, she caught the fuck out that DUI. She was sleeping behind the wheel. So Tiffany Haddish really got that one. The Squid Games has been released on Netflix. Now, here's the fucked up thing. All these streaming services like to play these fucking games where they give you a little bit now and a little bit later. Luckily, we watched it yesterday, the whole thing. Netflix, hurry the fuck up. Okay, we'll also get into that. Machine Gun Kelly wants to change his name. No. T.I. and Tiny's son caused a stir at the Falcons' 50th hip-hop game. And Ludacris came down for the roof singing Move, Bitch, which was dope as shit. But yeah, what a kerfuffle they had there. We'll definitely get into that. As well as the, the Kim Kardashian movie, they landed a deal with Netflix. So shout out to them. Buckle up for a ride. We have a ton of stories here. But listen, we're going to knock this out. I don't go to the gym anymore, like public gym. I work out at the house. And I don't have a sauna because I'm not Joe Rogan. So Andrew Huberman has a great video of the benefits of sitting in a sauna. I watched Joe Rogan too. I have an ice bath that I bought for Black Friday. So if you want to come over, if you guys want to come over and ice bath with me, we'll do like 15-minute sessions. Like you go, I go, you go, I go. You want to do that? You guys want to come over and try my ice bath with me? I don't think we fit together. Maybe. I don't know. I'm down. You down? I'm down. I'm down. Because I'm sure it was Andrew that was talking about the ice baths. I know one of them motherfuckers was on Rogan talking about jumping in the ice bath and doing a sauna before working out, which is ridiculous. But definitely something I'm open to. Nah, fool, you're supposed to. Nah, because then it doesn't work, way. Like, that's especially where it needs to get cold, fool. Like, los huevos, way. If you don't get them frio, frio, like that, go more like grapes. Hold up, dog. I got to stop playing. Y'all gonna keep me laughing. All right. Excuse me. Black Friday deals weren't that good. Let's talk about it. A lot of the Black Friday deals were actually standard sales. In reality, stores don't even go out of their way to buy cheaper materials and like shitty items to sell for Black Friday. You literally just give us the same fucking sales you got going on all year. The purpose of Black Friday was that all the department store owners had come together because they were doing so well. When you're in business, when you're doing well, you're in the black. These businesses were doing so well that they all came together due to the economy doing so well and business just being honestly at like peak performance. Items were perfectly priced. People were making tons of money and the economy was just consistently moving. So in order to actually do something nice because everything was doing so fucking well, all of these big box stores came up with Black Friday in which they were marking down prices just to kick another bump into the economy because everybody knows during this time of year, work slows down, shit gets expensive. It was a way to counter not working and getting people the same luxury items or semi-luxury items that they needed in the time of no work. Obviously, a lot of people struggle this time of year because there isn't work due to holidays, due to days off, due to low working because of weather, many, many reasons. But it's also the most taxing and the most expensive time of year. So if you don't have money or you weren't prepared for it, Black Friday was your saving grace. Unfortunately, that hasn't been a thing for many, many years, to the point where I believe we should just get rid of it. Cyber Monday deals are okay, but honestly, you can catch most of these deals on a random whim on a Prime deal. I haven't really seen anything that you can't find like on a regular basis. There's no screaming deals. There's nothing out there that makes you go, oh my God, I need... I'm so sorry, y'all. There's nothing out there that makes me go, oh my God, I need that. Computers are still grossly priced. Knowing how many computers should be sold to kids, I think Apple needs to come up with some type of a version of a Chromebook. Just being honest, I hate buying these Chromebooks and shit like this. They're so weird. But the pricing for all these computers are not good. They're average priced. And they're average priced to the point where this is what I would pay for them normally. So that's why I'm not even like too inclined to jump on any deals. Furniture wise, believe it or not, the guy that owned a furniture store for 7 years and did great is in need of furniture. Furniture is a very expensive thing to buy. Luckily, I still have friends and I'm working on that. But that shit's not cheap. And I remember what furniture cost. As a person that sells furniture and, as a person that did sell furniture and ran the business and owned the business and knows the ins and outs, I do understand that furniture is expensive and looking for a mattress is always expensive. My last mattress cost a small car, a very expensive small car. It was more than four figures. Stupid ass. Anybody knows that. If you go to any decent furniture store right now, you'll find a $10,000 mattress. That's what I bought. It's a Firm. It has it's the coils, plus it has the memory foam in between with the memory foam pillow top on top, and it's great for back and fucking belly sleepers. Yeah, it's amazing. First time jumping in it, it was like fucking in quicksand. But hey, it's been a wild time for a new bed, so I'm looking for a new Sealy bed, and those motherfuckers still cost about the same amount. So that's about the amount you got to spend. No Black Friday deals there. There's Black Friday deals on non-name brand shit and things that you wouldn't buy, and I don't know who makes Hisense, and I did not know that TCL was sponsored by the NFL, and I don't know why those companies are even selling so many fucking TVs at the same price all year. Like, please, I'm an LG TV person. I don't even know that's a thing. My TV of choice has always been LG, because when you turn it on, it says, life's good. Well, it used to. They don't do it anymore, but as a street pharmaceutical dealer in the ghetto, turning on your flat screen TV and your trap that started off by saying life's good was just like a good affirmation. So I fell in love with LG and they make amazing TVs. The old LED TV that we have, three of them are fucking spectacular. Like I can't complain about my old LED TVs. They're amazing. LG makes amazing quality TVs and I will always stick to that. But shout out to Hisense. Shout out to TCL. I think they're doing great. LG, you know, hook your boy up. I need a couple TVs, things of that nature. Planet 13 had deals. Excuse me. I went to Cultivate. Cultivate was better. Way better. I don't think you can get those on food. Maybe at Mario's. Maybe Mario has like a meat pack or something he could sell you. But I don't think that they can help with that. Tiffany Haddish got caught asleep at the wheel after performing at a show or after just being out during Thanksgiving. That's tough. Sometimes you just need to get an Uber. Just get an Uber. It's not that expensive. I promise. It's not. What else is going on? Machine Gun Kelly wants to change his name. Excuse me. That's very rude of me. Machine Gun Kelly wants to change his name. And I know you're thinking, Sabian, what could Machine Gun Kelly be changing his name to? And you guessed it. Machine. So, I guess he doesn't know who Burt Kreischer is. The Machine. So Machine Gun Kelly is just going to have to stick to Machine Gun Kelly or just go by MGK, bro. You're not the machine. You're not that guy. You're just not that guy. Close enough. T.I. and Tiny's son, King, had a bit of a kerfuffle during the Falcons' 50th hip-hop anniversary game, where they invited a bunch of Atlanta rappers to come perform and give a tribute to hip-hop. Now, T.I. and Tiny Son has gone on a rampage, to be honest with you. He was on a podcast saying that he never lived in the big house, that he lived at his grandma's house, and basically saying his family doesn't fuck with him and they don't really like him. I don't believe it. I think he's just a seriously overprivileged child that doesn't know the consequences and ramifications of doing stupid shit. And unfortunately, him causing that scene shows you that he doesn't understand the ramifications of doing stupid shit. You don't do that at the fucking Falcons game where your parents were invited, especially when they're paying homage to hip hop. It's a big deal. Maybe you shouldn't be allowed to talk to people. Like, I don't know if T.I. can do this, but maybe we need a... That was the realest shit I seen T.I. do in a long time, too. And I love fucking with T.I. because, so what? I could do that. I don't care. It takes a strong person to be able to take getting fucking shit on by me. So, T.I., I don't give a shit. I'll shit on you forever. I love you, but I'm not like that dude, D, or whatever, that was like, hey, brother, I love you, and I just want to tell you. I don't do that shit, dog. You do some corny-ass shit, and I'm going to call you a corny-ass motherfucker every time you do it. But that shit with your son you did yesterday, congratulations. I think you did a great job. Great job handling that. Now, for all you kids that want to be gangster, I have a friend named Mario who grew up in a very, very nice household with two parents in a good neighborhood and insisted on being a gangster until this day. Mario has been paying the consequences of wanting to be a gangster to the point where Mario joined a gang, a high, high rank gang, to the point where he made it very high in the rankings of that gang. Mario has spent 12 years now in jail and he's facing more time. Excuse me, beg my pardon. I'm under the weather. Mario came from a two-family household. Even though his mother split up with his father, she did remarry and kept a strong father figure in the home, but he insisted on being ghetto. I didn't have a father and a mother in my life. I had a grandmother and a grandfather, which is a lot different. Now, was there love in my life? Yes. Did I want to be in the ghetto and do the shit that we did? No. I wanted to be Carlton. You motherfuckers are crazy. That shit wasn't fun. That shit wasn't anything. It was torture. It was I have PTSD from it. I grew up in a way that I don't think I should. I wasn't able to be a child. I had to grow up sooner than I wanted to, and we lived in a way that wasn't healthy. And I hope that my kids stay kids as long as they can, and they enjoy that, and they don't have to worry about the nastiness of life that comes from living in the ghetto, growing up soon, or sooner than expected, being a man at such a young age. You don't want that. It's a different time. I don't know what the ghetto looks like today. I can't even describe it. I'm not there. I don't think that it's the same place. Now, can there be pockets of, you know, bad things going on, dog eat dog, people stealing? That shit's never going to change. Now, why would you want that? Who the fuck wants that? I promise you, nobody wants to live in a bad neighborhood. That shit is not fun. Please stop that shit. It's really, really unbelievable to hear people say they want to live like that. Please stop. Buy a house. I mean, even if you buy a house in the ghetto, fucking go get a house. Like, just stop living in apartments and like, glorifying living in the hood. We should think better of ourselves. He needs to do something. Mario's brother Luigi became an assistant plumber. Yo, that's what's up, fool. That's what's up. He actually sells ADT. Fucking asthma. All right, I'm fine. I'll be okay. Who said stop? What are you doing? Okay, what else was going on? Aha! Kim Kardashian's all-female comedy was being shopped around. They actually got an exclusive with Netflix. So shout out to Kim Kardashian for being able to do that. I thought that was pretty awesome. And watching Kanye go crazy performing his song around the world has been the funniest shit that I've ever seen. And I'm just so happy that Kanye's out here. Now, I wanted to cover Puff. There's really no point in covering Puff. That whole shit's crazy. All these lawsuits are crazy. I don't know how to even go about beginning, ending, middle, none of this. I'm good. I'm just going to avoid the whole shit. I did see AD and Pun run down one of the No Jumper lackeys at Sexy Red's concert. I didn't realize how big Pun was, because I know Pun is big. Like, AD's big. AD's not a little guy, but Pun's bigger than AD. The security guards were like this big, and Pun and AD were like towering over them, just walking them down, barking at this dude. So shout out to them boys. It does hurt to laugh, dog. I'm beat up. And again, excuse me, and again, not much happened. It was a very quiet Thanksgiving. Although there's a bunch of lawsuits going around, frivolous lawsuits. Be safe. Enjoy the holidays. Enjoy your friends. Enjoy your family. I didn't have a good show today because I'm under the weather. I'm back. I'm doing my Wakanda. But I'm back on Wednesday. Yeah, we're back all week, Wednesday and Friday. Again, thank you so much, Zork and Gilly, for being here today. Thank you, Susan. Appreciate you all. My name is Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you. One.